Welcome back to the Deep Dive.
Good to be here.
Today, we're taking a closer look at a really intriguing independent artist. Her name is Dougie the Professor.
Right. And we've managed to pull together quite a bit on her. We look across her TikTok, YouTube, SoundCloud, you know, the big streaming platforms too.
Yeah, plus some artist profiles, a narrative piece, a good mix of sources. And our mission really for this deep dive is to kind of unpack the different layers of her art, how she uses all these digital tools, which seems pretty strategic.
Definitely.
And also the personal themes she weaves into her music, which is primarily hip hop and rap.
And I think it's not just about what she's making, right? It's also about how she's doing it.
Yeah.
You know, navigating this whole digital world as an independent artist.
Exactly. And maybe try and figure out why her stuff seems to connect with people, that authentic voice.
Yeah.
So let's start with the basics. Who is Dougie the Professor? What do we know?
Well, the core identity is an independent female artist, identified as being from Los Angeles, CA, born April 30, 1992.
Okay. And right off the bat, something caught my eye. Her TikTok accounts, they're registered under Dougie the Professor LLC.
Yeah, that stood out to me too. That's not just casual posting, is it?
No, it signals something more structured, like a business mindset from the start.
Absolutely. And if you look at her profile on agent.ai, it lists more than just recording artist.
Oh yeah, like what?
Content creator, graphic designer, author, web designer, and photographer.
Wow. Okay, so she's really multi-talented.
Or perhaps building a comprehensive creative brand. It's not just about the music career in isolation.
Right, it's like she's the whole package,
yeah.
Building this entire creative world around herself.
Exactly, and controlling it.
Yeah.
Think about that graphic design, web design. She can potentially handle her own visuals, her own online presence.
Cuts out the middleman, keeps the vision consistent. Makes sense for an independent artist.
For sure.
So her main genre is hip-hop rap. But with all these other things going on, how does she actually get her music and all this other creative stuff out there without a label backing her?
That's the challenge and the opportunity for indie artists today, isn't it? And she seems to have really embraced the multi-platform approach. It's quite comprehensive when you look at it.
Okay, so let's talk about that digital footprint. TikTok seems pretty central.
It does. She's got two accounts we found, at Dougie the Professor 1 and at Dougie.TheDiggy.Professor 4.
Two accounts. Any idea why? Maybe different kinds of content?
Could be. Maybe one's more personal, one's more promotional.
Oh.
We're just testing things out. What's also interesting is what she posts. She uses her own original sound, which is key for artists on TikTok.
Right.
But she also incorporates music from other big names, like Young Nudie with 21 Savage, Chris Brown, Rihanna, Kimvana G Herbo, Lil Durk.
Okay, so she's tapping into existing trends, using sounds people already know. Smart.
Very smart. It shows she's current, part of the conversation, and it can pull people in who might not know her music yet with her hashtags. That's where you really see the strategy.
Yeah, the hashtags. Tell me about those.
They're not just random. You see things like hashtag content creator, obviously,
yeah.
But also hashtag LGBT, hashtag studauthenet.
Okay, so defining her identity and community.
Exactly. And then hashtag indie artist, hashtag band labyrinthist, positioning herself within the music creation space. Hashtag new music, hashtag vibin', setting the mood.
And hashtag moneymaker. That one stands out.
It does. It connects back to that LLC, that entrepreneurial spirit, as part of her brand narrative, ambition, independence.
It's like she's telling you who she is and who she's talking to all through these tags.
Precisely. It's targeted.
Yeah.
And she's also quite direct in asking for engagement.
Yeah, I saw things like tap in for more content and tap in with a real one.
Right. It's an invitation, building that direct connection with the audience.
Okay, so TikTok is big, but it's not just TikTok, right? Where else is she?
Oh, she's spread out.
Yeah.
YouTube, for instance. She has the Professor's Lab channel. Seems like that's for her video content, like the one for Beauty and the Beast. But there's also an official Dougie the Professor topic channel that usually means music distributed officially. Like through a distributor, feeding into YouTube music.
Gotcha. So more formal distribution there. What about SoundCloud? Still relevant for artists?
Seems to be for her. She presents herself there as a new female artist looking to share her creativity. And she's got a lot of tracks on there. Brothers and Sisters, Romantic Homicide, The Real Ones, It's the Worst, Damn Mama, Moment in Time, Don't Be Upset. Quite a few. It shows she's prolific, constantly creating.
And then the major streaming platforms, Spotify, Apple Music.
Yep, widely distributed. On United Masters, we found albums from 2021, I Felt It, and The Professor's Vibe, Apple Music lists those too, plus others like Knowledge and Wishful Thinking, also from 2021, and EPs like I Felt It EP and Hate It or Love Me EP.
Wow, 2021 is a busy year for releases then.
Seems like it. And she's on Amazon Music as well. Plus that Agent.ai profile lists her social handle as at DougieThierPro1, suggesting some consistency across platforms.
Okay, so she's built this whole digital ecosystem. TikTok for engagement and trends, YouTube for video and official audio, SoundCloud maybe for more raw releases, and then the big platforms for wide reach.
Pretty much sums it up. It's a full court press.
Here's where it gets really interesting for me, though. Beyond just how she gets the music out, What is she actually saying in her songs? What are the themes?
Right, because the distribution is one thing, but the message is what makes people stick around.
Exactly.
Well, diving into her lyrics and titles, several key themes emerge. The first one is really strong, personal experience and self-perception.
Okay, how does that show up?
Well, take the track, Beauty and the Beast. There's a lyric, and the in minute you go in, see, I'm Goody Beast.
Exploring duality, that's pretty direct.
Very direct.
Right.
And you also get glimpses of internal struggles. Phrases like, in alone, help me, or just leave me alone. It feels quite vulnerable.
Yeah.
She also mentions things like weed that I smoke, but connects it to something deeper, like a desire for purpose. Got me living for more than just a moment.
So it's introspective, maybe a bit raw sometimes.
Definitely raw. Which leads into another huge area for her. Relationships and emotions.
Okay. Always fertile ground for music. What kind of relationships?
A real mix. There's love and connection, naturally. Songs like My Love, come here. Standard themes, but done her way.
Sure.
But what's perhaps more striking is how she tackles family dynamics. You've got tracks literally titled Brothers and Sisters, Mama Listen to Me, Damn Auntie, Damn Mama.
Whoa. Addressing family that directly in song titles, that takes guts.
It really does. It suggests a willingness to put very personal stuff out there. Then there's regret and reflection titles like Should've, Could've, Letter to My Ex. We can guess what those are about.
Yeah, familiar territory, but likely with her own spin.
And also themes around trust and authenticity. Songs like Believe Me, Count on M3, Tell Me, Solid, The Real Ones. That connects back to her tapping with a real one, call to action maybe.
Could be. Building on that idea of authenticity.
And inevitably, with relationships, comes heartbreak and pain. She doesn't shy away from that either. Titles like Hurts, Gone, It's the Worst, Romantic Homicide, Don't Be Upset.
So a full spectrum of emotions related to relationships, from love to family issues to heartbreak.
Exactly. It feels like she's really mining her own life for her art.
Which makes sense for building that authentic connection we talked about.
Right. And connecting back to her digital presence. Remember that hashtag moneymaker hashtag. That feeds into another theme. Ambition and aspiration.
Okay. How so?
Well, that hashtag plus the tap-in phrases.
Yeah.
It all points to a drive for success, for recognition, for building something. It's not just art for art's sake. There's an entrepreneurial energy there, too.
Yeah, that's clear. The business side and the creative side seem very intertwined for her.
They do. And beyond the personal and the ambitious, there's also an element of social commentary and identity.
How does that come through?
Those hashtags again. Hashtag LGBT, hashtag freedom for all, hashtag Independent Day. And remember that album title, Knowledge. It suggests she's engaging with themes of liberty, identity, maybe social awareness, weaving her personal experience into potentially larger conversations.
So personal stories, relationships, ambition, identity. Quite a range.
One more thing to mention. Mood and atmosphere. The album title, The Professor's Vibe, and that hashtag vibe and hashtag.
The vibe.
It suggests she consciously focuses on creating a particular feeling or emotional experience for you, the listener. It's about the overall mood her music evokes.
Okay. So we've got this picture now. A multi-talented, business-savvy indie artist using all the digital tools, sharing really personal stories across a range of themes, relationships, identity, ambition, and focusing on creating a specific vibe.
That's a pretty good summary, yeah.
So what does this all mean? If someone's listening to this, what's the takeaway from this deep dive into Dougie the Professor?
Well, I think she's a fascinating example of what a modern independent artist can be. She's not just a musician. She's really a creative entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm.
She's using all these different platforms, all her different skills, to build her own world and share this very personal thematic narrative directly with her audience. On her own terms.
Yeah, it's that blend of vulnerability in her music, but also clear ambition in her strategy, plus that social awareness threaded through. And all wrapped up in that distinctive vibe she cultivates.
Exactly. She's kind of her own label, her own marketing team, her own creative agency, all in one.
It really makes you think, doesn't it?
It does. And maybe that's the final thought for you listening.
Yeah.
Think about how artists like Dougie the Professor are challenging the old models. They're redefining what building a career looks like, what connecting with an audience means in this digital age.
Right. They show that being independent isn't necessarily a disadvantage anymore.
Not at all. It can be a blank canvas. Total creative freedom. Which raises a big question, really.
Yeah.
What's next? What new paths will independent artists like her carve out in the future?
And how will these multi-talented approaches keep changing the music industry?
Yeah. Definitely something to keep an eye on.